For a second day, health officials in Boston are trying to calm Ebola fears. Five passengers suffering flu-like symptoms taken off a flight from Dubai after it arrived at Logan Airport yesterday are not at risk for Ebola, according to health officials. Last night, they also ruled out Ebola for a man transported to Boston from a Braintree clinic who had recently traveled to Liberia. One area healthcare worker who's recently traveled to Sierra Leone to assist patients with a deadly disease there is Dr. Naheed Bedelia. She's the director of infection control at Boston University's Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. We talked with her about whether she's surprised by the suspected Ebola cases popping up here in the U.S.
I think that was always a possible scenario. I think that so much of what appears on our side of the borders depends on how well controlled the epidemic is on the other side. It does worry me to see this nurse get sick.
The nurse in Dallas,
as it does for everyone else.
Are you confident that the U.S. can control it if we get more cases here?
Definitely. One of the reasons that this epidemic is propagated so much in West Africa, it truly is lack of basic resources for cleaning up, you know, potential contamination and such. Here, we have all those resources. Training becomes a big part of that now here. We have to train our staff.
Given your time in Sierra Leone, would you agree with pleas for immediate massive intervention there and in West Africa?
Definitely. Seeing this mobilization in the field, it really, I think, is the first steps towards controlling this. We're seeing so many young people die. And for really lack of basic things, but human resources more than anything else. What's unique about this is the involvement of the healthcare workers. You don't generally go into the office in the morning worrying about your own safety. And I think working in the field right now, one of the biggest concerns is how do you balance your own safety with the survival of the patient?
And how did that conflict play out in your mind while you were there?
You know, there were limited resources. We had limited number of doctors. And so when you have a large number of patients, the census at the Ebola treatment unit that I was at was about 80 to 100. There were about four or five physicians and the local nurses and other healthcare workers. It limited the amount of interaction you could have with the patients. You needed to prioritize who you could save.
Did you witness the deaths of healthcare workers when you were in Sierra Leone, people who worked with Ebola patients?
Yes, and it was it is one of the hardest things that I've seen, you know, to see your coworkers get sick. We lost a physician, two nurses, two lab techs, and an ambulance driver. Part of why a lot of that was happening was because there were too many patients. People are working too hard. You know, things were spread too thin, and that leads to potential for mistakes, and that's why these additional resources are so critical.
Were you scared?
I think you can't not be. I think first time you do anything, you'll be scared. I think over time, as you get comfortable, some of that fear becomes more constructive. It allows you to follow protocols more closely.
What medical shortcomings seemed most serious to you during your time in Sierra Leone?
Again, I think it was the lack of human resources. You know, people survive this disease. For those who made it into our care in time, the mortality rate was less than 40%. And that's with the limited number of people and physical resources. Majority of the people can survive this disease. And I think it's with more resources and more hands to help out within the Ebola treatment units, more hands to find the cases in the communities, more hands to help keep the environment safe for healthcare workers.
What's your role going forward? Do you hope to head back?
That is my hope. I hope to go back to West Africa in the next month and a half. Two things that I hope to do. One is to continue to contribute to infection control to help reduce the transmission of disease, both within the community and at the Ebola treatment centers. But two, to now serve as someone who's been in the treatment center, treated patients as a mentor to others who are going in for the first time to increase their comfort dealing with this situation.
So continuing to work with healthcare workers.
As well, yes.
Dr. Bedelia, very nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in. And should you go back, very, very good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Naheed Bedelia is an infectious disease doctor at the Boston Medical Center and director of infection control at the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory at Boston University. She's been on the ground in Sierra Leone caring for Ebola patients and is training employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.